that we're going to listen to. Our first song today is going to be King's Lead Hat by frequent Talking Heads collaborator Brian Eno. We're going to listen to a lot of prog today, and this song has a guitar solo by Robert Fripp of King Crimson, and we're going to come back to him later and other people from King Crimson. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'll turn on Mia's mic so she can say something. Hi, Mia. Are you mic three? Oh, you're... It's all just...
Hi. Yeah. Thank you for... always taking me out of a... I don't know. Bringing me into another world when I need it.
Mia was sad today.
Music. I was.
So, now at the radio to hopefully be happy.
And I'm good. Now I'm good. So, thank you, Charlie.
Big news in Mia's life is that she's now working on a...
God. Such a cool
a blanket
crochet.
That looks like a waffle.
Exactly. I am... So, if you guys know me, I am a big... I'm an artist. and I'm working on a series of quilts. And decided to maybe switch it up a little bit with the background and not really do like a fabric background, but switch it up and do a quilt background. And this waffle pattern is really cool and reminds me of this blanket that my mom has back in Miami. So switching it up, seeing how it works out. It's really fun. It's really, really fun.
Mia also finished The Sopranos this week.
Oh,
if any of you guys
gosh.
Have strong opinions on The Sopranos and its finale, call in.
Please
and
call in. Because
Mia will talk
I
about
am a little mad. I'm a little mad and disappointed, to be very honest with you. But, yeah.
All right, but, we got to move on.
Yeah,
we got to move
on
to some music.
Also, my art therapy class has the exact same light, Charlie.
Maybe I took it from them.
Maybe.
No, I didn't. I took it off the side of the street. we're going to listen to King's Lead Hat. It's one of the couple songs off Brian Eno's Before and After Science that really sounds like somewhere in between a Talking Heads song. This one sounds more like a Talking Heads song, but all of these sound like kind of the midway between like Talking Heads, Beach Boys, and They Might Be Giants.
Okay.
Which I guess are... That's one band Brian Eno was really influenced by, and two, he really influenced.
Really? I don't know. Like I said a couple days ago, maybe a week ago or something, I don't know much about Brian Eno, so I'm excited to take a little listen.
We'll probably listen to some Airports music later while we're talking. But he made music for Airports, music for libraries, music for films.
Said that.
All of those are classic ambient music albums. This one, Backwater and Energy Fools the Magician, are highlights off this album if you guys are curious for more after listening to this. But this one has, like, this one that we're going to listen to, King's Lead Hat, has a guy from King Crimson. I got to turn that down. Laura Palmer's theme is too loud. And also one of the guys from Roxy Music.
Oh.
So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yay. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, who's this?
this is Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Mia and...
Charlie.
On air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Mia and Charlie, I'm on the air. But can I tell you a joke, then?
Sure.
I'm on the air? Okay. There's a homeless man sitting on the sidewalk, and he's really poor and upset, and a great big vegetable walks up to him and starts verbally abusing him, and the homeless man is going, well, what's wrong with this vegetable? Why is this vegetable cursing me out, making me feel terrible? And the vegetable keeps cursing him out and sort of verbally abusing him, and then the homeless man finally says to the vegetable, I never met a rutabaga.
Well, thank you for the joke. Yeah, I get it.
Did you get it? Okay.
A rutabaga.
A rutabaga. Like a rutabagger. Beggar. Rutabagger. Rutabaga. I don't know. So, you're a genius, right?
Yeah, I'd say Charlie is.
I'd say Charlie's a genius. But Charlie, you can come over and kick my ass if you want.
Okay, bye. You can't say that on the radio. Unfortunately, yeah, we're going to have to block that guy's number. I think he's constant crank caller. We've gotten his number before.
So what are we going to listen to next?
Yeah, we're going to go into King's Lead Hat. Sorry about that guy. Yeah, you can't say that on the radio. We're very nice to lots of people.
Yeah,
but yeah, please don't come on the radio and say swears. Time for music then.
Thank you. master's bells. His kiosk and his black worm seed. Courtship solely of his word. With Eden guaranteed. For now, Prince Rupert's tears of gold make Sappho on Sabbath.
Wake your reasons, hollow bones. Centuries lean on thornwood spears, blow on their hands, stare eastwards. Burnt with dream and taught with fear, dawn's misty shore upon them. Three hills apart, great armistice, spit oath and curse as day breaks, forming lines of horse and steel by even yards. March forward.
Mm-hmm.
That was King Crimson's Lizard. Really good song.
That was pretty cool.
Before we move off of the song, I'd like to note that our copy of this album does not have a proper cover. And this album has one of the best covers that I've ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't,
if you're not familiar, Google it. It's a picture of
elephants, right?
It's like a medieval manuscript. Here's the very ending. Medieval manuscript of us, like an 1800 circus.
Yeah, I saw the elephant and I was like, what the heck? So cool. Guys, happy Prime Day. Today and tomorrow is Amazon.
Turn your mic off. We're not doing free advertisements for Amazon yet.
Fine.
We're very
specifically
anti-Amazon, but our
because I saw copy, Amazon on the quick look. Anyways.
Our copy of this album is blank. It says King Crimson Lizards, and then with the S crossed out, and then someone wrote singular, sorry. And that person was Doug Feinberg, probably in 1970 or 1971.
That's crazy. So this one survived the fire. Maybe?
All right, probably 1972 then. I don't think much survived the fire. Just out of probability, let's say 72. Mm. Next, we're going to listen to Emerson, Lake & Palmer's Barbarian. Off of, I believe the album's Emerson, Lake & Palmer. I don't know what else
it has
to
a really beautiful
cool
bird. It's a dove. Same thing. Beautiful, beautiful colors. I just recently got
really
back into
cool
painting.
Font on the back.
Really, really cool. I just recently got back into painting because I've had like a really weird relationship with painting in the past couple of years, and now I'm like obsessed with painting.
This one definitely is a painting. Someone's gonna rip this style in the next 5 years and it's gonna bang.
There's already people ripping this style and banging it. There are already people.
Is there an album cover out there that looks like this now?
No, probably not.
I don't
not.
Think so.
No, because album art is dying. Like the art of making covers for albums is a dying art, and it's very, very sad to say.
Well, let's move on off that sad note onto happy music.
Yay.
Actually, it's a little
Yay.
Angry music. It's Barbarian. It's Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. We did just listen to King Crimson. And Lake is from King Crimson, but he was not on Lizard. He left before that. He was only on...
Really?
He was only on the one with the scary face on it.
Okay. Really? Wow.
In the Court of the Crimson King.
Mia did not know that.
Honestly, wish we could have listened to that one too today. If
we could.
If we
how
had
long
time,
is that one?
If we had time, a million years. It's a million years long. We're gonna listen
maybe
to,
next week.
Barbarian, and then we're gonna listen to a Rolling Stone song.
Yay!
Actually,
yay!
I think I wanted to listen to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna listen to Barbarian.
We'll be right back. you're dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
Ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I let you down, so many times I played around, and I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come back, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me, tell me that you'll wait for me, hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane, don't know when I'll be back again. Oh babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the times I won't have. have to say. Oh, kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Cool. Excellent job, Mia.
Thank you.
I've figured out what our last song is going to be, too.
I can't believe it's already 10:50.
I know. It's been a long show, and we haven't really talked much. Because we violated
FCC. Because Lizard was
so long, and that guy violated FCC guidelines earlier, and we didn't really want to do much talking.
Not cool. But I'm in
Did
the
you just meow.
Joe's
here, waiting in the wings.
I thought it was another sound from another part of the body. That's what it sounded like on air.
We're going to listen to Science vs. Romance by Rilo Kiley. It's a good one. But right now we're listening to Brian Eno's Music for Airports. This happened one day, Joe, because he was in an airport and he was pissed off that there wasn't like an appropriate sound for the environment. So he went out and made this album, and a million airports bought it and played it in their airport. So he got exactly what he wanted.
Good for him.
I should have listened to Blade.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but Joe was calling for airports to play Blade.
I think would it not?
Blade's going to be on the new Charlie XCX remix album.
Can I be real with you? I've only listened to Blade once in my lifetime. I think it was when we were driving to IKEA.
Should I play Blade?
Yeah, you can play some Blade.
The album I was going to play is only 45 minutes. The last 15 minutes will be Blade hour.
Will I be awake by then?
15 minutes is an hour in Sweden.
Is it?
All right, we got to listen to this last song if we're going to have time for it, because it's like 6 minutes
long.
Go for it.
Thank you. lot nicer. Used to believe in a lot more. Now I just see straight ahead. That's not to say I don't have good times.
Jesse Gentile, Kid, and all the rest. Be some bad cats way out in the west. those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways, they would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. Gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster.
This is Charlie, and you have listened to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WFM Medford, Tufts Street from Radio. Thanks for listening to me. Next, we're going to listen to Joe.
Goodbye.
We're still going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to some Blade. After some Mexican Institute of Sound.
I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't help it.